One of the great New Orleans books, Larry, is The Accidental City, Improvising New Orleans. How did you come to write that book?
It was accidental.
No, as literally. Many things are.
Well, I was working on a reconstruction book that was on the back burner for years and finally had cleared the deck of other things that were occupying my attention. And then Katrina hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that caused, like for me, as for a lot of people, a serious reassessment of what's important. And when, you know, power brokers and evangelists and other malefactors of ill will said this place should be flattened rather than rebuilt, you know, I said, well, I think I should write about New Orleans.
Absolutely.
And that was always on the back of my mind because I'd been teaching about the state and the city for years. It was my service course at Tulane. And so that's how I kind of stumbled into it.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the great New Orleans books, Larry.
Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather because when I turned it over to the publisher, because the original idea, I was going to do the whole 300 years in one.
Yeah, I know.
I said, would people really want to read about the founding and first 100 years of New Orleans? And I think the timing was right because, as Jed Horn mentioned to me when I told him, I was a bit baffled at the popularity of the book. He says, well, I think people want to read about the past now because they believe New Orleans has a future.
Right, right.
And so that, you know, it was really pure luck.
And people read the book with such great delight because it was so wonderfully written, Larry.
Well, thank you.
Don't sell that short.
Well, thank you.
Now, your other great book is Troubled Memory, Ann Levy, the Holocaust in David Duke's Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really a labor of love. I first met you then, when you were working on that book.
It was a wrenching book to write, you know, to tell the story of why this woman was, she's a very diffident and diminutive woman.
Yes.
You know, confronting David Duke about why you said this never happened. And kind of became a new mission in life for her. And to kind of understand that, I realized I had to place that story against the backdrop of this great world historical tragedy and see the arc of a Jewish family saga as it's played out against that backdrop. And that means you really had to do a deep dive into some pretty dark places.
Right. And you took that small human moment and just created this great canvas around it, which was such an amazing achievement.
Well, I don't know why, how it came about, but it was sort of almost wrote itself.
Mm-hmm.
I started teaching about the Holocaust, and I kind of got out of my field.
It changed your life.
Yeah, it really did.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, because my union card says I should be teaching Civil War and Reconstruction, but I kept wandering off the reservation. I think that's a factor of living in New Orleans. You know, it's a place that seemed forever to be where history was happening to historians.
It draws you where you're meant to go, I think, really, many times. We've been talking with Tulane University Professor Emeritus Larry Powell about New Orleans history books for the Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harder Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.